Let us start from Gufa. Gufa kvashim shesachtam. If a person squeezed out kvashim, omarav, legufan muta. If the purpose of squeezing out the kvashim is that to get rid of the juice which are in the kvashim, it's muta. That's not daime to schit in ganzen. Lemei mehem. What if he wants the mashka of the kvashim? Potter avolosa. So this is osami derabon. Ushleikais, bein legufon, bein lemeimehen mutter. So Rav holds that shleikais, the mashke that's in the shleikais, is a din of an oichel, so afilu, sochtom lemeimehen, it is mutter. This is svaras Rav. Ushmul omar, echot ze ve echot ze, there is no difference between kvoshim and shleikais. Legufon mutter, lemeimeyem poter avolosa. So he's meisiv that by shleikis it is also osa lemeimeyem. Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Rabbi Yechanan is the greatest machmer, echot kvoshim ve echot shleikis legufan muta lemeimeyem chayiv chatos. Rabbi Yechanan holds that if a person is seichet shleikis lemeimeyem is chayiv chatos. Meisve. We learned a baraisa soichtim kvoshim b'shabes l'tzoyrech shabes avoloi l'moitzoi shabes. A person is permitted to be soichet kvoshim, and the Gemara is going to ask, the kasha is that the baraisa did not specify what the purpose of the schita is. The purpose of the schita is l'meimeyem, or the purpose of the schita is l'gufon. Now, if there is a difference, and according to everyone, Sai Rav, Sai Shmuel, Sai Rav Yochanan, by Kvoshim Al Kaponim, everyone holds that there's a tremendous difference between Meimeyem and Gufam. The Bereise should have specified, Seichtim Kvoshim is Davke Le Gufam. And since the Bereise did not specify, so vaystois bechol oifen it is muta. Soich den kvoshim b'shabes letzeirech ha-shabes. It is permissible to be done letzeirech ha-shabes. Abol loy lemaitzoi shabes. Abol lemaitzoi shabes is osa. Bezeisim v'anovim lo yischoit v'imsochav chayiv chatas. Kashe l'rab, kashe l'shmul, kashe l'rab yechanin. So as we mentioned before, the kasha to all these three amiroim is because the baraisa was soisim, the heter of soichtim kvoshim, and according to all three of them, it is only mutav, it is legufon, lemeimeyem, it is either osur, according to Rabbi Yechanan, it's chayiv chatos. Before we go to the terutzim of the Gemara, I was just wondering that the baraisa is telling us L'tzoyrech Shabbos, it is mutar avoloi l'moitzoi Shabbos. So that what it says, loy l'moitzoi Shabbos, achzach mir, it's telling me als iser hachone, the one is not permitted to be meichin mi Shabbos l'moitzoi Shabbos. That's why the Bereise held it important to tell us an iser hachone by schitas kvoshim, beisach nisht. I don't know why davke in this pu'ule, which is a pu'ula ha-moter, soichtin kvoshim, but you're not allowed to do l'maitzoi Shabbos. I don't know why the Bereise held it vichlik to tell me in this pu'ula there's an iser avachone. But I would assume the iser is an iser avachone. Now it could be that what the Bereise is telling us l'tzoyrech ha-shabbos, could be the Bereise is telling us a big chiddush that b'emison there's the El Meshulish brings down the ha'ore that let us speak about the din of soichtim kvashim legufam, that legufam it is muta. So what is the taish legufam? Legufam means that I have a pickle, I have lokshin, the lokshin is too oily, so I'll go and squeeze out the lokshin, and the oil will drip down, and I'll have now dry lokshin. So that's the din seichtin kvoshim b'shabes l'tzeirech ha-shabes. Is kan shayel ha-ben, where does the iser b'ira fall off? Why isn't there an iser b'ira? L'chayre, he is being mavdol p'seilas o'meichel by squeezing it out and the oil drips down, or the extra juice drips out of the pickle, so l'chayre, that's called b'ira p'seilas mitaychoichel. And if one will say, since the lokshin is in his hand, so that's called oichel mitaych psailis, but al kaponim, the Bereis is telling us, aber letzeirech ha-shabbos, it is mutter. It doesn't say letzeirech ha-sesude. Letzeirech ha-shabbos, it is mutter. So that means I can do it Friday night, I can squeeze out the pickle Friday night, that the peshala shudas, I should have a dried out pickle. So dachsich mir the bereise in the letzeirech ha-shabbos is coming to be mavliya the chiddush that there's no issa boira. Lemaise, why isn't there an issa boira? So there's a magen Avraham in Seif Simen Shin Yotes that says that the issa boira does not apply by schites peiris because it is considered a mean echot. The shitas trumas adeshen is that by a one mean. One mean dogim, there's no issa boira. So the mashkin that became nivla in the oichel, so this it's considered one entity, one mean. So memele the hafrode from one chelik of the other chelik, besides involving the issa dishe, but in the issa boira l'chayre has a din of a mean echad and there's no issa boira. So that could be that is the chiddush that the tan is mavliya letzeirech hashabbos, as long as it's letzeirech hashabbos, even though it's not letzeirech oisei hasude. So memela filu a heter of oichel mitech pseilus does also not apply. Abal kaponim, let us get back to the kasha. The kasha is the stimis loshna b'raise veistachois, that seichtin kvoshim, that all mine schita amuta, and that is not muta according to anyone. Kasha l'rab, kasha l'shmu, kasha l'rab yechna. Zuk te gemore, rav metaretz l'taymei, ushmul metaretz l'taymei, rab yechna metaretz l'taymei. Each one will take care of the barais in his way. Rav metaretz l'taymei, seichtim kvoshim b'shabbos l'tzeich ha-shabbos, avoloi l'maitzoi shabbos. Now there's missing a few words in the braisa. Bamed dvorim amurim legufam. Avo lemeimeyem poter avoloso. Ushleikois bein legufam. Bein lemeimeyem muter. Shleikis is muter. Afilu lemeimeyem. Says this, so it comes out that the Tana wanted to tell us lochera arevusa according to Rava. I don't know if they're making a chasuri mechser over here. The Gemara does not say chasuri mechser. It seems the Barais has said enough words. And from what is said, you have to figure out what is missing. But it's not a psagedra of chasuri mechser. It's metaretz. So it seems the Barais told us, we see, that shleikais are killed and kvoshim, as we had mentioned yesterday, the svara of the Chodesh Aviv. Shleikais is pshat is you, the ikir is you want the mashke to become bottled to the oichel. That's what has a teiras oichel. Kvoshim is pshat is you want the mashke to give a tam into the oichel. Therefore, the mashke could have a chshivis bifnei atzmoi. So Memelis, it could be that what the Barais said, Kvoshim, Seichtim, Kvoshim, that the Barais wanted to say, according to Rav, Kvoshim is Mochama, that Afilu Seichtim, Kvoshim. Afilu Kvoshim, you can also be Seichet. Even though Kvoshim is Mochama, but there's also a Heter Schite. There's also a Heter Schite. And why he only mentioned Kvoshim? Because the Heter Schite of Kvoshim is not equivalent to the Heter Schite of Shleikis. Shleikis Afilu Lemeimeyim. And kvoshim is only legufam, so it seems from that what the Tana said, you can figure out the rest. V'zeisim v'anovim lo yisraitim sochtem chayev chatos. Shmuel metaretz l'taymei soichtim kvoshim b'shabes l'tzorech ha-shabes hu adin l'shleikis. And fakert, it's also mestoma arevuse. Shleikis on bereb. Afilu kvoshim mestoma. Kvashim is seichtin kvashim b'shabes v'hu adin l'shleikis. V'med v'am amurim l'gufon. Aval emei mehen, potar aval osa. V'zeisim v'anovim lo yischoit v'msochav chayiv chapus. Abyechenin metarets l'taymei. Seichtin kvashim l'tzeirach ha-shabes. Aval oi lo meitzoi shabes. Echot kvashim v'echot shleikis. That is dafke, if it is legufon, then it is permissible. Abol emeimehem lo yischeit, imsochad. So lo yischeit is not going on zeisim vanovim, it's going on meimehem of kvoshim. Vimsochad nase kemishe sochad zeisim vanovim v'chayiv chat. Let us just go a little further, and then we'll see Rashi and Tosfos. Omar Rav Chiya bar Ashi Omar Rav, Devar Teire Einei Chayev Elo Al Drisa Zeisim Vanovim Bulvad, V'chein Toni Dvei Menashe, Devar Teire Einei Chayev Elo Al Drisa Zeisim Vanovim Bulvad. Now let us go to Rashi, and we'll learn the Rashi's, which it's the Rashi's really on the Gemara before a little bit, but it's Negeya us, and here we'll see the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Kvoshim. Yerek chai, kovush biyayin v'choymitz. Legufoy. Im lechel hakvoshim soichtom. If the whole purpose of the schita is to be able to eat the kvoshim mimashka tzof aleim. He wants to get rid of the mashka that is floating on top of it. This does not fall into the ghetto of Mefarik. He doesn't need the mashke. It's not even, doesn't have tamalocha shein tzricha legufa. It's not the whole gathering on. The whole gather of malocha is to excrete, to take out. That's the tachlis, the mashke. But if you don't need the mashke, so it doesn't fall b'chlal into the musig of malachas Mefarik. Potter. Now, we had over here, this is a Yisoidus Kerashi, we had that L'mei Mayem is Potter. She'ein Zem Mefarik. This is L'chei Riyom Mefarik. Here he wants the Mashke. He's not Chayiv. She'ein Zem Mefarik. She'ein HaMashke Ze Yoytzei Min HaKvoshim. The Mashke does not go out from the kvoshim, that means shalai gidol b'soicham. It is not an atzmi is the kemashke. Malachas mafarik is that you have a mashke that grew in the oichel. So then the hafrode from the mashke, from the oichel, that is considered malachas mafarik. But this is a foreign mashke. It's not yoytze min hakvoshim, shalai gidol b'soicham. So memela, so therefore, filula memeyem, you don't have a tzura of mefarik. That's why it is potter. Avalos oto zeisim banov. They were geyser oto zeisim banov. Shleikos, according to Rav, afilula memeyem, lav mashkeninu elo oichel. The mashke of shleikos is a din of oichel. So memela, lo memeyem is muta according to Rav. Shmuel holds l'mimayim potter avoloso, and this is v'ashleikis dum yedidag l'tzirinu v'loshor l'shmuel l'chatrila. That was, this is negay the Gemara before. Let us skip the next Rashi. Seichtin kvoshim v'loy maflik. Now Rashi explains what the kash is. Bein legufam, bein l'mimayim. It says seichtin kvoshim. It gives a blank heter for schitas kvoshim without specifying that it's only mutter in certain eifanim. V'shoyr lechatchile. V'koshe lekulu. So this is kashe according to Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan. The leke bohu d'shoyr kvoshim lememeim lechatchile. And here it seems from the stimas loshen abraise that it's mutter lechatchile. Now we have here Rav's memre. Now before we go into Rav's memre, we have to understand one thing. This svara that Rashi had said before, that Rav holds l'memeyim is potter because it is not an atzmi yistike mashke like godl b'soichon, this is zicha machloikes Rav Shmuel and Rav Yechanan. Rav Yechanan says a person soichet kvoshim l'memeyim is chayiv chato, so this shtik teire this thin line that since it's a foreign mashke, it is not an like God l'beseichan. This zichas amachleikis Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan held since it's now nivla in the oichel and he's being mafred the mashke from the oichel l'tzeich hamashke, it is chayiv. Now let us come to the last halacha of Rav. Dvar Teire, Kloima. Now when Rashi says Kloima, that means there's problems over here. Osra Teire Meloche. The Teire Asert Meloche. Udrichas Zeisim Banovim, who da have a Meloche. This is called a Meloche. Avol shar drichoitz lav ulchayu b'ochi v'lav malochaninu. There's not a malocha. What is Rashi saying over here? And it's kedai to tell over the Piskei Arid that seems to learn like Shitas Rashi, signed the Lomdus of Rav before and signed the Lomdus of Rav now. And he says, this Rav is not Chaylik on Rabbi Yochanan. Rav is telling us over here the difference between Schita Zeisim Vanovim and Schita Tusim Veremoinim, other Peiris. And he holds as follows. Rav is speaking about Mashkin hanischotim min haperes, sheshum mashke einei choshuv, ella hayoytze min hazeisim. The only mashke that is choshuv is yoytze min hazeisim min anov. So here he's telling us the chilek between zeisim and anovim, and tusim v'remainim, and all other peiris. And Rashi is telling us the lomdes, klayma osra teire meloch. And adachsich mir, what the gather of meloch means, an accomplishment, creation. Dum ye the Rabbi Shlomo was shavis from the meleches habri in Shabbos, and memele, so every accomplishment is a gather of a meloch. Osra teire meloch. Udricha zeisim vanovim, who da have a meloche, because this is an accomplishment. You got shemen, you got wine. Avol shav driches lav olchayu bohochi, because it's not choshe. Who's going to squeeze out other peiris? The end result is, what did you end up with? Here you ended up with a dovel choshe. You ended up with yain v'shemen. So that's a dovel choshe. Masha ein kein, if you don't end up, you're going to end up with rimein juice, with tusim juice, that's not a davar choshuv. So memeli, he didn't accomplish anything. V'lav melochanino, so this is not a meloch. Zok the piskei arid, or kvoshim could be bolu mashke choshuv. They don't have an egg in a mashke. They were beileya a mashke choshuv. So memele, this can stim with Rabbi Yochanan. This is no stira to Rabbi Yochanan. That means if we'll learn Rashi Elech, Rashi l'chayre, Rav said two memres. Rav said one memre ein echay v'al adrisa zeisim v'anovim bulvat. And Rav said before you potter on kvoshim, and Rashi had a rack his brains, why is kvoshim potter? And Rashi says, k'shloi gidol b'soichon, a ganze naishtik teich, why didn't Rashi have, you're Rashi mutschitzich, why according to Rav you potter on kvoshim? Because it's not zeisim v'anovim. Zet men doch von Rashi, that Rashi held this Rav is not a reason for zeisim v'anovim, for kvoshim. The whole lomdus of Zeisim Vanovim is because you have to accomplish something with your schita. You have to end up with a mashke choshev. All other mashkois, you're going to kvetch a rois, tusim juice, remainim juice, that's not a mashke choshev. She didn't accomplish anything. You were better off with the remainim. You didn't accomplish anything by making tusim juice. So memele, so therefore there's never teyus malach. But by kvoshim, you could end up. By verkehrt, Rashi said, kvoshim yerek chai kovush b'yayin v'choymetz, verkehrt. Then you're going to end up squeezing out yayin. So, Melo, you're ending up with a mashke choshuv. So Memela, so Rashi had to look for, search for a new tam. Why are you taking potter of your soichet kvashim lemeimeim? So therefore Rashi said, Rav holds that the whole issa of mefarik is davke amashkin shegodol besoichon, and kvashim is not amashka godol besoichon. Ad kam shitas Rashi. Let us see Tosfos. Kvashim shesochton legufon muta lemeimeim potter avolosa. Tosfos wants to understand what's the svara, why lemeimeim is potter. So Tosfos does not learn like Rashi. Tosfos was a baki. Rav letaimei. Da omar lekamon dvar toire nechayv al adriche zeisim vanovim. Rav letaimei, you only have adriche zeisim vanovim. So memeil were finished. Kvashim is not adriche zeisim vanovim. Exactly what the lomdus is, we'll see in 2 minutes. But al kaponim, Tosfos had no problems whatsoever to understand Rav. If Rav said later, Nechayv al Adriche Zeisim Vanovim, so Vashteitzich, if you squeeze out a pickle, that's not Zeisim Vanovim. Finish, what's it to talk about? No problem. Ulepeirish HaKuntaris, Rashi was Mechadish Anutam. The Peirish Misum, Mishum Da'osi HaMashke Mi'almes, Rashi was Mechadish. That there is no iser mefarik minatoyre. If the mashke is also miyalme, kosher l'rebi, amai gozru lahaduki udrapu medishisho b'shili toilin, why did they ask her? To be mahadik, a stopper, apu medishisho, it's a stopper that has shemen in it. And they asked her that you shouldn't tighten it because he might come Shema Yischoi. Afilu Yischoi is like a Yisro Dereis. Afilu Bisoichet, he also won't be an Yisro Dereis. So Tosfos has a Kasha and Rashi. So the Shaila is fine. Okay. Rashi is very schwer. Rashi said, a friend of Mashke, there's no Chiyiv Mefarik. And there it says, Yechaya by Yishtopa, there's also a friend of Mashke. Fine. But let us try to understand, in according to the Balei Tosfos, what is azoy good? The Rav said that ein chayv al adrisa zeisim vanovim. Only chayv al adrisa zeisim vanovim. Pickles not. Fine. So pickles we understand. And shmatas yo. I mean, he said ein chayv al adrisa zeisim vanovim. So what is, why like Tosfos is it good? So let us for 1 minute see the Lashon HaRosh. The Rosh in the Saif Ois Dalit, it is on a page in the Rosh, which there's no, it is after page 360, that's on the 360, is on the right side, the page that's after 360, right before Ois Hay of the Rosh, that is the second column, Vahodem Ashmin, there's around 8 lines before the Ois Hay in the Rosh. Simen Hayim Darosh. Vahod Mashme Beperik Mefanim, the Ike Chiyav Chatas Beschita Shemen Mitoy Chaseyo. That there is such a thing? Loidomi Lesoichet Peri Shein Darkoi Lischoi. So what is the difference between Schita Shemen and Soichet Peiri, Soichet Tusim? So the Rosh says, Ki derech oisei peiri la'ochloi. The derech of this peiri is to eat it. V'loi la'hoitzi mimenu mashke. Hilkach ein shem mashke al hayoitzi mimenu. So if the derech is to eat it, so memele it doesn't have a teiris mashke. Avol hamashke hanivla bebeget. So that means like this. So this bechlal doesn't have a teiris mashke. Who makes tusim juice? So memele, so it doesn't have a teiris mashke. There's a teiris echel because the steiger is to eat tusim, not to squeeze out the juice. So the whole juice doesn't have a chshibis. Avol hamashke hanivla bebeget asoich teloitzi mimenu chay. But the mashka nivla bebeget, hasoich toilets venachai, but there is a mashke. You have a mashke, you have a shemen over there. That's nivla bebege. So that means, so Taisavis is saying that the whole lomdis that you're not chayiv by tusim juice because the juice doesn't have a shem mashke. It has a shem oichel. What defines mashke? What defines oichel? If it's oimid lohoitzi mimeno mashke, that's what the whole peiri is oimid for. So memele, so then fakert, the ike peiri is doch the mashke. That's what it's oimid for. So memele, then it said, then it's considered, I took out mashke mitoichel, but the ike peiri is oimid liocheloi, so the mashke doesn't have a chshivas of mashke, it's also considered oichel. So that is the difference between tusim and zeisim. Asheinken, if you have a shmata that's full with a mashke, it's full with shemen, so memele, then it has a teiris mashke, so then you are being seichet a mashke from a shmata. Oh, thus passed a din schite. But according to Rashi, Rashi was machadish now a nushtik teir. Rashi was machadish that a foreign mashke that wasn't his gadol, the seich adovo, there's no isis schite whatsoever. So memele, if there's a nuches saron of a foreign mashke, so memele, so a shmata that was beilei Hashem is also a foreign mashke. That is Taisvis Kasha and Rashi. The Sfas Emes wants to say, could be it's not too gefährlich and Rashi, others loim shata Rambam shita is, that the whole Issa schita over there is als melabn. Afilu by Shemin is an Issa melabn. So memele, so it's nicht so gefährlich. Could be the Issa we are speaking about over there is an Issa melabn. Miyu yesh loima, Taisvis also wants to fahim for Rashi. The hosom, Rava de Kamala, that is a member of Rava, the Svira like Rabbi Yochanan, the Machayev Chatas. He says, this Shita, that you need a Mashke, this Shita that you need a Mashke that was Godel Besoichoi, this is a debatable Shita, this Amachloikis Chava Rabbi Yochanan. So could be, we go to say Rava, and then Faker, Rava could be holds like Rabbi Yochanan. So bechlal de kasha fangt sich nicht an. Rabbi Yochanan omar echot kvoshim veechot shleikois legufon muter lemeimeyem chayiv chatos. Rabbi Yochanan holds by kvoshim lemeimeyem chayiv chatos. Ubedog le tziroi nami ave mechayiv Rabbi Yochanan chatos lusoycha kaora de dag le tziroi medamina le shleikis bekulo shmaite. The poich midishmul, the shleikas ahid, the dag letzira. Period. So memele, so according to Rabbi Yochanan and everything, if it's lememeyim, yechayiv chatos. Upirish Rabbeinu Chananu, the halacha ke Rabbi Yochanan. The halacha we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. The kaimolon ke vosei, legabi rav shmul. Chleikas, Rabbi Yechna, Loche Krabi Yechna. Nu, what didn't Mr. Mishmul? Rabbi Yechna, Loche Krabi Yechna. So, me meile, if we paskal at Rabbi Yechna, vishaminon mi milse da Rabbi Yechna, sha osa lischoit kvoshim ushleikis le meimeyem vim sochat chayiv chatos. This first psak of the Rabbeinu Chananu, the Bir Aloche brings down in Simen Shinchof that there are a lot of Rishonim that agree with this first psak, that we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. See, Taisus is chaylik, the Rif has to be chaylik. Of Al Kaponim, there are a multitude of Rishonim that hold, like the Rabbeinu Chananu, that we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, and Kvoshim Shesochtim Lememeim is Chayiv Chatas. Now, the Rach says, Gor Agrois HaChidush. Now, the Rach says, V'loi Hifrish. Now, this Rabbi Yochanan, who said, that sochton lememeyem chayiv chatos, the loy hifrish, he did not differentiate b'schite ben kdeira lekore. He didn't say sochton lememeyem chayiv chatos. He did not say if he was seicheted into a kdeira sheyesh b'tavsho, if he was seicheted into a kaore. Ela akeilosa. Everything is awesome. So now the Rabbeinu Chananu just said another chiddush, which is gewaldig. that the whole sugya we had till now, Shmuel and Rav hold that l'seich hakdeir is mutter, seich ato odom eshkol shalanovim l'seich hakdeir is mutter, that is true, that's what Rav and Shmuel hold. But Rabbi Yochanan, since he did not differentiate where you seich it into, so memele, heistois yochayiv chatos afilu sochat l'seich hatavsh. Mitoich eilu dvorim, this is also losher meinachananlo, mizbara, שאין הלוכה לא כשמו ולא כרב שאומרו סייך את אדם אשכל של הנובים לסייך הכדאי because you see clear that Rabbi Yochanan answered what's the clear because Rabbi Yochanan didn't differ he said by meim chayev chatos he didn't say where he סייך it into ויש שמעמידים דברי רב ושמול ביונת. Others wanted to say that, you know, Rav Shmuel is also moided to Rabbi Yochanan. That if you're soichet, l'soich kedeire, you're also chayiv. Ay, Rav Shmuel were matter, l'soich kedeire, eshkol shanom, biyontev. They're speaking about yontev. Mididayik Rav Chizde, midivre Shmuel, okay? And Rav Chizde, we had before the Rabbi Netam, Rav Chizde, zicha speaking about yontev. So Memela, so Mestomer, Rav Shmuel is also speaking about Yontif. So Memela, so everyone knows that Shabbos it's also Yontif. Mestomer does that. Rabbi Chol Nefesh already. Aber Vakert. So then on Mi Aisy Shalom B'mreimo. In Shabbos everyone is Meider. Rabbi Yechon is speaking about Shabbos. They're speaking about Yontif. Zogt Rabbi Nachanan, Rabbein Lono, La Duri, Ya Prichi, La Fuki, Shmaita, Mi Duchte. You don't have to make a whole dreidel to say that they also weren't matter in Shabbos. Ela Bevadai, B'Shabbos, Komri, Rav Shmuel. Zich, Rav Shmuel, Zich, speaking about Shabbos also. Obo, Vein, Alochi, Kemoisem. Loi, B'Shabbos, V'loi, B'Yontef. At Kam, Perish, Rabbein Nachanan. That's the Psak of the Rabbein Nachanan, which it comes out with two moiridike chumres, chumra number one, that a seichet kvashim shesachdom lemeimeim is chayiv chatos, and chumra number two, that there is no heter of seichet l'seich hagdeir. Zog taisvis, umashe digdek midoloi maflig Rabbi Yochanan, mashme demairi afilu l'seich hagdeir. The Rabbi Nechananu built his whole yesod because Rabbi Yochanan did not specify, said Chayiv Chatos, he didn't say L'seich HaKedere, L'seich HaDos, Ein Zadik. The Rav Shmuel Nami Osri Stome B'Kvoshim L'Meimeyem. They also said, I mean, if one has to elaborate, so why the Rav says L'Meimeyem is Osir, and Shmuel says L'Meimeyem is Osir, Rabbi Yochanan says L'Meimeyem is Chayiv. Now, in Rabbi Yochanan, you say, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan specify my name is Chayiv only L'Seich HaKor and not L'Seich HaKdeir? Is the Chayiv for L'Seich HaKdeir is Chayiv? So, Frek Toises, why didn't Rabbi Shmuel specify my name is also only L'Seich HaKor and L'Seich HaKdeir is Mutter? V'av agav d'shor l'ischit pehed ye'eshkol sh'onovim L'Seich HaKdeir. So, memele, so you see, it's no dik. That was a different sugya. Is that the mashkabol osaychoich or is that teresaychol? He was just talking about if it's lemeimeyim. Lemeimeyim means it's going to become a mashke. Lemeimeyim is also. But if you have a dreidel that doesn't have a teres meimeyim, it gets a teresaychol. They're not speaking about it. I'm besugya delel. That's teis viskash. Aber gab de shoy lischet bad yes ko shnom se khagdeir. U ma she doch di bram amidim di vira be shmul be yontev. Ay mer ben tam she de nim, ay zikh rab shmul speaking about the shabbos, ay zikh mat on shabbos also. Am di vira khiz de be yontev ke de perashti le. Now really the rabbeinu chananel is talk a very mechudish take in the second chiddish that he said since Rabbi Yochanan did not mention the difference between kedeire and dos is Zarai Yasek Kedere also, and Taisus says the same thing by Rabbi Shmuel also. I mean, well, and Rabbi Shmuel Zichol Kedere is Mutter. Let us look for 1 minute in the Lashon of the Rabbeinu Hananel. In the Lashon, let us start, this is the first line where the line starts getting wide of the Rabbeinu Hananel. Taime. Taime the Rabbi Yechon Hilchusa Kavosei, the Kaimelon, Kolecha, the Pligi Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yechon, Alochik Rabbi Yechon. Lefichach medakt kinem bedvorov, lahamid alocha alburiye. Zogt Rabbeinu Hananel, since we pass on it Rabbi Yechonin, so memeile, we have to be medayik divrei Rabbi Yechon, because we have to know the klor alocha. Rabbi Yechonin metaritz letaimei. Soichtem kvoshim b'shabes, lutzeich ha-shabes, aboloi metzoi shabes. Bechot kvoshim bechot shleikas, legufon, soichten, abol memeyem, lo yischeit v'msochat nasik, mishesochat, Zeisim v'anovim v'chayiv chatos. Zogt Rabbeinu Hananel, v'y hifrish b'schitosim l'meimeye ben k'deira l'kore. Ela ha-koelosa. To schitas zeisim v'anovim ben l'kdeira ben l'kore l'meimeye mutzorich. We did not differentiate. ואמר רב יחנן שהסייכת כבושי משלוקס למימיהם כסייכת זייס ונובן וחייב חטס ומתוך אלו דבורם מסברר שאין הלוך אלוי כשמול ולוי כרב שאוי ממסייכת אדם אשכול שהנובן לסייך הקטרה אבל לא לסייך הקורה תחסם סייפה wants to say פשט ברבי נחננו as follows. He wants to say a very geschmack is for it, with that which he for emphasized with kash, and he says pshat in the Rabbeinu Hananel. He says this whole svore of Shmuel and Rav, seichet odom eshkol shalanovim l'seich hakdere. He says this whole svore applies by something that mitchile it was ahead of Torah Seichel. We hear this, that's in the Mishnah Machshirim. Kozman, the Yayin was in the Anovim and the Zaysim, the Shem was in the Zaysim, that is a Torah Seichel. Now, when you're squeezing it out, into an Eichel. So they said a Svore that, so the Shaila is, if with the squeezing out, it will change its Matzev, before it was an Oichel now becomes a mashke. So he's saying, since the whole purpose of the squeezing out is to be mesaken an oichel, there's weiter a teres oichel. So the mele, their svara was by something that was mitchila an oichel, and we are clearing a shayla, does the schite make it a mashke or not? So we say it doesn't make it a mashke. Zoktach sam seifer, but let's speak about kvoshim. Kvoshim you had, what's kvoshim? You had, yerekai kovosh biyayin. This yayin was zicha once a liquid already. This was once a liquid. So this svore that by kvoshim shesochtom letavshel it'll be mutter. He says no one ever chalom that it should be mutter. Shmuel never said that it should be mutter. Shmuel had no gered by zeisim vanovim, because zeisim vanovim when it was betoich hazayis it had a teiris oichel, and now it's going to be misaken an oichel. So Shmuel says so the schita does not change the status of it, and it remains an oichel. That's all what Shmuel said. That's all what Rav said. He says, but kvoshim, he says, is a thousand times more chomo than zeisim vanovim and this nekude. What's kvoshim? Kvoshim is you took a yerek and you went and it was kovosh in a mashke. So this was once a mashke. Now you'll say that this mashke you're squeezing out now to be misaken an oichel. So that makes from the mashke an oichel. Chas melahaske. No one ever said that. Memeil is a teilegech sam sefer azay. He says, Rav and Shmuel, Taisi Estakash, the main Hananel, they didn't differentiate. So Taisi says, Rav and Shmuel also didn't differentiate. Now, you're gonna tell me, like, Rav and Shmuel and Meimeyem is also Lesaychak Deir? Rav and Shmuel said, Seychat Odom, Kvoshim, Seychat Odom, Eshkelanov, Mosaychak Deir. That was Taisi's Kash. You're building from Rabbi Yochanan. And because he didn't differentiate, Rav and Shmuel did differentiate. They also said it's also lemeimeim, and then the Yizik have to say that there's a difference between lekdeira and ka'ora. That was Taisus Kash the Menachananu. So Tachsam Saifa, Chas V'Shalom. The Rav Shmuel didn't differentiate, and they think, oh, that's also like they also, because they're talking about Kvoshim. By Kvoshim is nothing what to talk about. By Kvoshim, everybody holds L'Seicha K'deire will not help the situation, because since it was previously a Mashke, by squeezing it L'Sak and L'Soichel, it won't become a Neichel. There's no such thing. Fine. So Memele, but the Rabbi Nechananel said another shtick to it. Rabbi Nechananel said that Rabbi Yochanan is choylik on them by Zeisim v'anovim also. Now where did Rabbi Nechananel see this? So Ktaylik Echsam Soifa, he says, you know what Rabbi Nechananel saw this? He says, because let's hear the Loshon of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that if a person was koivish, if a person was soichet kvoshim lemei mehem, is ke'ilu sochat Zeisim v'anovim. So he said that Schita Zeisim Vanovim is similar to Schita's Kvoshim. Now, Schita's Kvoshim, there's no difference between Kveir and Korah, that everybody holds. And he was Medama Schita Zeisim Vanovim, both of these are the same. So it would seem from the Dimian of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said Pshat the Beraise, Rabbi Yochanan said that Asoichet Kvoshim lemeimeim is keilu sochat zeisim anovim. Now, so the kvoshim lemeimeim is chayiv afilu l'seicha k'deire. Now, if he would hold that zeisim anovim is not chayiv l'seicha k'deire, so he should have said it's like zeisim anovim l'seicha k'ore. You can't put both of them together. They're talking about two different cases. And since he didn't specify, so why say that for Zeisim v'Anovim also L'Seicha K'deire is Chayiv? When you look at the Loshon Rabbi Nechananel, it would seem that that's Taki what Rabbi Nechananel meant. Smells for Emphor Toisvus Kashe, and we understand the Shittas Rabbi Nechananel. Zok the Gemara weiter. A second halacha, the ain aid mi piyed kosher, elo la aidus ishe bilvad. Aid mi piyed, if the first aid was not magid bebezdin, he related it to a second aid. The second aid, let us understand the chasorn of aid mi piyed. Each aid toigdach nish. The first aid was not magid bebezdin. It was magid chutz lebezdin. He tells over to a second aid. The second aid is not an aidriya. He doesn't know about the maisa, but he heard from the first aid. And the second aid is niskabel bebez. So aid me pi aid, where this hilchas aid is taydachnit. Vein aid me pi aid kosha, elo la aid is isha bilva. So trashi, la aid is isha, loima la isha meis baile. Da kilu bo rabonon mishum igune. Rabonon wa meikul mishum igune. Bechol the Mekadish, Adaita the Rabbonim Mekadish. Bavku Rabbonim Lekedushin Mineh. So it seems Rashi is Smeiridik. This is a favor from the Rashi in Shabbos Kufmem Heyomet Beitz. When you learn Heisha Rabbe, there's the whole Sugi that Nedechad is never by Eidus. Heisha met a ganze Sugi. There, the Yash Rashakiv, they're taken to Rashi in Shabbos. But Al Kaponim, we have to know this is a very mechudish to Kerashi. There the Rishayin Nemuchin Zich, I mean, how to say, to tell an Isha Meis Bailach, is in Halach, there's a tremendous problems about. Number one, it's a Dovah Shebelve. Number two, it's Ischazik Yisur, and Eidechot is not Nemo. Rafal Pikein, they were Mamin and Eidechot, Mishumaguna Kila Borabon. But what's Pshat? How does this work? How can you be Mekel? How can you override Hilchas HaTorah and Dovah Shebel V'Pochas Mishnai? So Rashi over here has an Iluya Sha'infal. That the Rabbonu were B'kayf to Mamin and Eidechot, because the first marriage was called the Mekadosh Adayte the Rabbonu Mekadosh. Re'et Mekadosh is Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. Moshe V'Yisrael Daf HaMaskim Zayim at the Kedushin. So they had something up their sleeves. If you'll disappear, and Eidechot will come and say that you're amazed, so then there's going to be a big problem of Igunit. So what's going to be? We don't have a biru that satisfies the Das Torah. So what's going to be? So Mishumeguna Kila Barabana, so we'll say, so then we're Oike the Kedushin. So she never was married. If she never was married, so Mamela is Nachbar Hashem. So Mamela, she's allowed to get married again. He says, so Mamela, they took away, they were able to take away the problem of Dovah Shebe'el Vindos. They wanted to be Seimech and Eidechot, since the Gemara says that there's Mitei Chaymei Sheikh Malta, there's a whole bunch of other probis which are convincible that Mestami is telling the Emes, but that wouldn't help the situation, halachically. So they were Oike the Kedusha. So I feel on the side that he is alive, but they were Oike the Kedusha. And Ilu Yishe Einfal to say Pshat in the Gemara. So the Rishonim ask on Rashi, that's from Shabbos, it doesn't look too bad. But when you come to Mesechtes Yevomis, it's shrekler. For example, the Gemara in Yevomis says as follows. If the husband comes back, and then later he dies, she got married already. So the Gemara says, from the first husband, and then that husband died, after she's married to the second husband. Then the second husband also died. So they must be speaking about chalitza. So the Gemara says, from the first husband, you need chalitza min ha-teire. From the second husband, because she was married to him. From the second husband, she really was never married. You need chalitza mid rabbono. When the Gemara speaks about mamzeris, so the Gemara says, and the first husband, from the second husband, the kids are zicha mamzeris, because she's married to the first husband. So the Gemara, when you see the Gemara, you see that they never were oike the kedushin. I mean, if they were oike the kedushin, says you don't need chalitza min ha-teire. This kashel Muki Yosef asks on Rashi. The second one is Aramamza Minatoire. I mean, this is the Chapel on Rashi. Wants to say that they were only Oike the Kedushin. Kozman, we don't know that the Edom were liars. That means Kozman, we assumed that the Edom are telling the truth. Now, we have a problem halachically that we can't, even though some of them are telling the truth, but how can we be saying behind them? So then they were Oike the Kedushin. The minute it became this barra that the husband is alive, this aid was a shakram, they were not Oike the Kedushin. It's very unclear how this works. If the Kedusha was Nekar, I'll become Sri Kedushin. Abarazai Zukhtan, he brings some other paiskim like that. But then he brings another kasha, which is also Eisen the Kasha and Rashi. It's Mavur and the Isha Rabbe, when the Isha comes and says, Meis Bailey, she gets a ksube. Even though it's a whole pilpul, like Beshami Beisilu, because even Mishamiguni, Kilabarabonon, so they were Saimechan and Eidechod, Altsigune. But when it comes to ksube, ksube is a Dovashebamomen, why should you be Mekel? And Dovashebamomen Poros Mishnaim, so you should need two Eidim. Avapika in the Medrash Ksubi Shano, that if she's allowed to get married, she gets a Ksubi. Bekitza, she gets a Ksubi. Like there, das teig doch nicht. I mean, if the whole reason she's getting married is because Lamaise, we are Soimech, and this is called the Makadash Adait Rabbana, Makin Rabbana, Kedusha Minei. So if she never got married, that's why she's allowed to get married now. How does she get a Ksubi? This Kasha, the Yashrash Yaakov is. Of Al Kapan, we have to know this is a very mechudish tike Rashi in Mesechta Shabbos. Iboyelohu. Eid mi pi eid la eidis bechoyer mahu. By eidis bechoyer, there's a loche. First of all, we once mentioned that a mum of a bechoyer, in order to, a bechoyer ba mum, one is permitted to eat. It's mutal bezorim. But a Becher Baal Mum is only mutter to be eaten after a Bezden paskind on it, that Yochid Mumche or a Bezden, that this is a Teres Mum. That what we see in our own eyes is Golnish. You need a Psaq Bezden that this is a Teres Mum, number one. Now, number two, the Chazal did not trust the Kahanim. We have to understand that if a Yisrael gave a Kohen a Bechoyer that was not a Baal Mum, this is a whole behemoth, and he has to be makrivit on the Mizbeach, and it's a big bother. Like this, if it will get a Mum, so then it's mutter to eat it. Chutzler Rishalayim, and it's verkehrt, it's no problem, he gets mutter lezorim. This is a big behemoth. So it was a very big nesoyin. So many kahanim could not be oimed b'nesoyin, so they'd make a mum. They make a mum, and Chazal became aware of this, so they said, in order for us to be mata, we have to be mata first. So in order for us to be mata, if this is a mum that could have been made through a person, you have to bring an aid who witnessed how this mum occurred. And if you don't bring an aid, we'll not be matter the mum. We have to have an aid how this mum occurred. It was the middle of the night, he went and fell in the... So that, we can't be matter it. So now you're talking really hapur. About Al Kaponim, so this the Kahanim knew that they had to bring a aid to be made how the mum occurred. So they took very good care of the behemoth Al Kaponim at night that it shouldn't get a mum. And there was all people around the behemoth to make sure that if it does get a mum, hopefully, that they should see it. Iboyilu. So the Gemara class of Shaila, Eid mi pi eid la eidis b'chayr ma'u. What is the din by eidis b'chayr? That is a din eidis taka. What they make all eid mi pi eid. Rav Ami also. Rav Ami said it's also. Rav Asi shori. Amalei Rav Ami la Rav Asi b'atone d'vei menashe. Ain aid me piyate kosher elo la aidis isha bilvats. How can you say it's kosher? Aimo le aidis, no, the gist was it, la aidis sheha isha ksheha lo bilvat. An aidis, that an isha is also kosher, so memela then an aid me piyate is kosher. So since by the aidis afamum, an isha is kosher, so memela, so an aid me piyate is also kosher. Rav Yemer Achsher Eid Mipi Eid Lebcher. He was matter. Kori Aleimer Reimer Yemer Shori Buche. This was not a compliment. Rashi in Bucher says it was a Gemaldik Eloshin Gnai. He says a matter is Surim Yemer. Yemer Shori Buche. Aber Behilches, he's right. Eid Mipi Eid Kosher Lebcher. Zogt Rashi. Leidis Bechir, Bechir Biat Koyim, Shenosna Yisroel Loi Sholem. Bira Loi Boi Mum, Kaimlon Bechiris, Nechshidu Kahanim Lahatul Mum Bechir, Beinem On Loi Me Mum, Zeh Nofo Boi Me Eilo, Vetzach Lovi Eidim, Amrinen Hosem, De Isha Kshir Leidis Zu, Eime Leidis Isha Kshir Lo, Einami Kshir Lo. Zogte Gemara weiter. Chalis Dvash, we hear in the Mishnah Machloikis, Chalis Dvash Shariskon, Me'erev Shabbos. V'yotzu ma'atzmon, Zatanakam holds its osa, Rabbi Lezer holds its mutter. So let us, again, to refresh our memories, let us see Rashi in the Mishnah. So Rashi says, Pshat, Chaliz dvash ma'acher shemerusokim ha'dvash zov me'eilov mitoich ha'shava, ve'ein derech l'soichta. So there's no, it seems from Rashi, there's no reason to be geyser that he'll be soiched. Hilkach Rabbi Lezer mater. So his whole tam they asked mashkin shazavu is gzeir Hashem a yischait. If it's merusik, he won't be seichetet anymore. Hilke rabbele as a matr, chom im meisum gzeir haot hasheinim merusokim, vdul me merasik lo. Zogt de Gemara, ki osa rav oishe min erdo, osa va aise mas nise biyod. Rav oishe brought a baraisa. Seisim va anovim sheriska merav shabbos. The Yotzu may Atzmon Asurim. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon Matir. So Omar Rabbi Yosef, so Rabbi Yosef did not understand what did Rabbi Hoshiyah bring from the door, also Ba'aisi, Masnise, Biyodai. What does this Ba'aisi say more than our Mishnah? Gavri Yisera, also Lashmina. Now what? Rabbi Shimon also holds that it's Mutter. That's the whole thing. Amalei Abaye Tuvi Kamashmalo. No, the imi maslis nava mina hosam uda mikoru uchla b'sayif uchla. By dvash, before it was an oichl, now it's an oichl. Avaloch de mikoru uchla b'sayif mashka im aloi kamashmalo. Zogt Rashi, Gavri Yisera, Rab Shimon de Masnisa, Rab Elezat, Rab Shimon de Masnisa, Rab Elezat namba, Oslo Shmina, bitmi akloim amabolam deinu in loizois. Exactly what is Pshat in the Gemara's Teretz, Rashi doesn't explain. Dachsach mir Pshat in the Gemara's Teretz is that the Rabbi Lezer that is Matir So Rashi says that Rabbi Lezer is matir because he won't be seichetit. He won't be seichetit. So this sounds like Rabbi Yehuda Svarach, Nisan La'oichle, Mashkin Shazavu is mutter. Because also, he won't be seichetit. But it could be there's a Svarach. That is dafke by... But there's a Yafan Apsak Zeire from Mashkin Shazavu. That Mashkin Shazavu, they asked Duma Asil Mischet, even though in this particular case it don't have to be Geyser. So maybe, but there was a Gzeire of Mashkin Shazavu. So if it only say the Mishnah, I would think, by Dvash, Dvash is a Teiris Oichel. So since it's not similar Bechlal to Mashkin Shazavu, it's an Oichel. It's a big Parsha. Dvash is a Teiris Oichel, Teiris Mashke. Chaydishavim is a little more over here. It's Korush. It looks like an Oichel. So Al-Koponim, so Memela could be there, they were Bekoyach to differentiate, to say, since the Pasnish the Gzeire, so it doesn't fall into the category of Mashkin Shezov. Masha'ein came by Zaysim Vanovim, Shehoye Merusokim, this is Mamish Mashkin Shezov. So Memela say, this Mashkin Shezov, and you're this Mashkin Shezov Nish. So Memela, there I would think that they did not differentiate, and they were always Geyser. Kamash Malom. That the Treblazum Shimu Amatra filled by Zaysim Vanov. Zok the Mishnah. Kol Shebo Bechamin Me Erev Shabbos. Zok Rashi. Kloima Shaniz Mashal. Everything that was cooked Erev Shabbos, Shoirin Oisoi Bechamin Beshabbos. So one is permitted to soak it Bechamin in Shabbos. Kedei sheyehein nimuach. Now let us learn Teitschwerter. Kol shebo bechamin means it was cooked. That means it was cooked al ha'eish erev Shabbos. It was cooked completely. So you have something, a dovo yovish, that was cooked. So this dovo yovish, shoyren oisoi bechamin b'shabbos, you're allowed to put it into a kli rishin that is not al ha'eish, that has boiling water. So you're allowed to take this cooked chicken and put it into boiling water, shaloy ala'esh and a klirishin in Shabbos. And why are you doing this? Kedei sheyehei nimuach. I want this chicken to dissolve. And the Mishnah Berurah says, when the Mishnah Berurah brings down this halacha in Simen Shin Yud Ches, he says, v'yiye davolach. So this nimuach does not mean that it shouldn't be tough. It should be yiyadovolach. I have a shtikel ha'ore, and I don't understand clearly, in Simen Shin Yud Ches, Sifte Zayin, there's a machloikis, the machaber and the remo, if a person has shumen korush, he has fat that is fagliver, that is hard, which has a din of a dova yovish, and if you put it near the eish, it'll melt. So al tzilchas bishul, there's no shayla in bishul acha bishul, it's a dova yovish, it was cooked already, so no problem. The whole problem is, you are a meilid, you are creating a liquid. Before it was a dova gush, before it was a oichel, a solid, and now it becomes a liquid. So the Mechaber holds there's no Isser of Meilet, and the Ramah says one should be Machma, there is an Isser of Meilet. He had already before Sima Alochis, if a person is Marasik, Sheleg, Borot, and he makes a Mashkada, but there's an Isser of Meilet. So I'm just wondering, here it's brought down that it's Nimuach. She'en Isser Bechamin Kadei Shiyei Nimuach. The Mishnah Berurah also brings us down that that's the purpose. Why doesn't this fall into the category of Meilet? The Mishnah Berurah says, V'yiye Dovolach. Maybe it's not the Pesvinish. I don't know. Al Koponim, it seems for some reason or other there is no Isser Meilet. But Al Koponim, the Mishnah is speaking about Hilchas Bishul. So if it was Nizbashel Erev Shabbos, Sheiren Oisei Bechamen B'Shabbos. Dechol Shaloi Bo Bechamen Me Erev Shabbos, Kigoin, Zog Drashi, Boso Yovei, Sheoichlen Oisei Chai Al Yedei Atchak. You have a dry piece of meat, dry, raw piece of meat. Madichen Oisei Bechamen B'Shabbos. So one is only permitted to be Madiach. Madichin oisoi, she allowed to pour hot water on it. V'loyemdinon zeu bishuloi. We do not say zeu bishuloi. Avoloi shoyrin. But shriya is osar, hadoche irui is muta. Now, just to refresh our memories, let us see for 2 minutes, Taisvis and Peirikire, to understand what does this mean, Madichin oisoi bishabis. Let us see the Taisus of Lametesim at Aleph Kol Shebo Bechamim Milufnei Shabbos Perish Shenizbashu Legamri Kedemaforish Lekamon Bepeirik Chavis Lemazuk Zek Yoyen Tanak Goylis Tarab Abbe. Rab Abbe had a Tanak Goylis, was good for all refuas. He first cooked and then used to soak it. Shairin Oysa, so it was cooked before Shairin Oysa Bechamim Afilu Beklirish. V'chol sheloi bo becham ufnei Shabbos madichin oisa. So Ktais is like, l'peirish rajbe, the meforish te irui keklisheini, irui from a klirishin, since it is not put into the klirishin, no, the water passes through the air, irui keklisheini, osi shaper hoche. Then shayrin oisai beklirishin. You can't soak it in a klirishin because it wasn't his bashel. Aber medichin oisai mikli rishin derech iri, because iri is a din of a klisheini. So memela, the Mishnah is beautiful. Aber le perish rabbeinu tam, de meforish de iri have kichli rishin. So al kolchoch medichin oisai mikli sheini koma. So medichin, you can't pour from a kli rishin, the rishin is mevashel. Vim kein my iriya, as if we're speaking already about a klisheini, my iriya madichin afilo shoyrenam. Oy mari, da afilo be klisheini ein shoyren. That in a klisheini you cannot soak it. Da hoyo da hamayim chamin. Since this is a klisheini, it's a plate, it's a soup plate. But da hoyo da hamayim chamin, we see the steam coming out of the water. He's putting in a raw piece of chicken into this hot water. Merzike mevashel, so it looks like he's cooking. Ah, focus on a mele, even though it is a klisheini, and be'etzim it is not mevashel, but it is also to put in a raw thing into a klisheini, but it's merzike mevashel. Ah, forgav this now lekam lavonoisin l'seicha ka'ora l'seicha tamchui. One is permitted to put tavlin into a klisheini, and he daf get tavlin. There you see, it's you're putting in to be misak in the kedera. But here you're taking a big chunk of raw meat and you're putting it into a soup bowl. Did you see the steam coming out and the meat is getting up as a softer? So that's a merzik mevashel. Inami hu adin shayrin oisai. Could be you're allowed to soak it also. Even the ayir b'klisheini. Or the noket madichin lashmein and afilo adoche avigmar meloche b'meliach ayoshen b'kuyis espanyin, which that is the end of the Mishnah. So he chaps on a hadoche to tell me that a doche from a klisheini is also by kuyis espanyin. We pass in agavuche that iroi is mevashel. It is speaking about a klisheini. And shriya b'klisheini is also al tmerzik mevashel, according to the first teret of the Ri. Now let us finish the Mishnah. Chutz min ameliach hayoshon, so hadoche, which according to the Rashi is from a klirishin, according to the Rabbeinu Tam from a klisheini. Chutz min ameliach hayoshon v'kul yisai spanyon, shadochoson zuhi gmar melocha. These macholim, one is not permitted to pour on them afilu from a klisheini. Zogt Rashi, Madichin oisei v'lemrini zeh bishulei, aber lo sheirin. Chutz min ameliach hayoshen, dag meliach shel shana she'ovro, v'kul yisai spanyon, shem dag shoyfel noisei machmas molchoi al yedei hadoche. וחמן הנח אפילו הדוח אינם מילוי שזה גמר מלאכתו והאבי בשביל